Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Monet, Monet, Billy Idol. We could have done White Wedding, but we weren't allowed. Billy Idol is 68 today and going strong. And this is The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. It's super tough to know which title to give our very special guest because he wears a lot of hats and helmets, too. On his socials, he's a self-described husband, father, philanthropist, motivational speaker, sports hall of famer, but mostly people just call him Pinball. Michael Pinball Clemens and his beautiful wife, Diane, are set to host the 7th annual Christmas with the Clemens. Michael Pinball Clemens, welcome back to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.
All right. Listen, it's so great to be with you guys. I can always feel your energy through. So you got this wonderful way about you. The chemistry on this show is phenomenal.
Oh, and so is the coffee. And the coffee is good, too. And that helps.
Michael, we haven't spoken with you since the Argos lost the CFL Eastern Conference Final. Before we get into talking about your annual Christmas with the Clemens, what are your thoughts on this almost 2 weeks later?
Well, in reflection, you can, exercise a little bit more clarity. In the moment, it just hurts. There's nothing like it. When you have a sold out crowd, the biggest crowd in your stadium's history, and you play your worst game after having, a record-breaking season in terms of being 16-2. Only one other team has done that in an 18-game schedule, and they too lost in their final game. It was actually Edmonton, so that gives us like maybe a little bit of solace, but no, not at all.
And next year you're back as GM, right? Just very quickly, one more quick football question.
yes, indeed I am. And I don't know exactly how long. I've signed up for another 2 years and an option. As you know, my passion is philanthropy. At some point, we'll probably kind of transition again. But I love the team, and the team that we have is a pretty magnificent one. We got a lot of work to do in the offseason, though, to try to bring as many guys back as we can.
Okay, tell us about Christmas with the Clemens on December 6th.
All right. So Christmas with the Clemens is been going now for its 7th year. And we like to think of it. It's early enough in December that it's sort of the catalyst. It's the jumpstart to the holiday season. And we have so many great artists. We always have a little newness. Glenn Lewis is one of our feature guys this time around. But we go from an award-winning star to the St. Michael's Choir, who they do a fantastic job, and this year we've actually moved to Roy Thompson Hall, and so gonna be at the Roy. This is brand new for us, and so really really excited. So many wonderful guests, and it's on December 6th. And
can I cut in for a second, Michael? I just want to ask you about the giving portion of this, because it's to get us into the Christmas spirit, but also into the spirit of giving. So where does the money go, and what are you encouraging people to do in terms of giving?
All right. So giving is living, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I myself have donated $1,000 for young people to be able to get opportunities to come to the show, and that will bring 31 young people give 31 young people an opportunity to be there. And I've asked if some people who have the ability will match me. More specifically, though, the youth we serve are marginalized and racialized youth. Our foundation actually mentors some 3,000 young people a year into a job. And not only that, we actually pay for books and tuition for another 100 youth who are going to college or university. And the 3000 is a micro-credential program. We have a couple of other micro-credential programs that lead young people into a job. There's a trades program as well as an administration program where youth get a chance to go 12 to 15 weeks in the program, and then they go directly into a job. And so this is really about supporting community is what we do, and that's our passion is working with young people who might not have the chance to successfully go to college or university or be able to get a job.
Such an inspiration, both you, Michael, and your wife, Diane, and all you do for young people who I'm sure look to both of you as role models. So thank you for continuing this effort, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much. And I just want to, again, just appreciate your energy, Sam and Jane. And,
you know, and, what? We appreciate your energy.
Mike, thank you.
And I know Diane's performing, right? Janie just mentioning your
wife.
That's
right. Diane is performing. Yes, she's the highlight performer, if you will.
I love it.
She's got some wonderful people who will be performing with her as well, including Sonya Collymore.
That's awesome. Michael Pinball Clemens, he has a lot of titles and accomplishments, mostly, though, an incredible ambassador for Toronto and all of Canada. Thanks, Pinball. Have a great show.
Thank you so very much.
The show is called Christmas with the Clemens, Wednesday, December 6th at Roy Thompson Hall.